Street in downtown Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
You know, Friday, Mr. 24, we had Mark and the guy, Russell, and the guys on from Lakeside Lodge, and I didn't get a chance to go by Friday afternoon, but I know they had a great deal over there. Lakeside Lodge, this is different. This is a condo tail. To be totally honest with you, I didn't know what a condo tail was a few short months ago, but after meeting with Layton and Steve and Russell and Michael and Taj and all the folks over there, absolutely loved the idea. You get a condominium. You get a luxury condominium. On the days you don't use it, you can rent that property out like a short-term rental, like a hotel. You get revenue back from that. The other side of it is, if now they have studios, they have two bedrooms and three bedrooms. Let's say you go with a three-bedroom and you can use one of them and close off the other two. Close that one off and rent out the two-bedroom part of it, or rent out one compared to two. Anyway, it's a great deal. It's an unbelievable deal. It's luxury living, and it's a lifestyle. Check them out, LakesideLodgeClemson.com, LakesideLodgeClemson.com. We call this Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR. Mr. Orr24, you would have loved my Saturday. I got to spend some time with Chad from Columbia tailgating and saw his beautiful daughter, pictures of his beautiful daughter. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing it. Couldn't be better. Hey, man, I'll be totally honest with you. 10 years ago, I thought Muschamp would be a great head coach. I really did. Reading the story about him breaking his leg, playing baseball, and how he kept that steel rod they put in. And so then, when he completely failed at Florida, tried to figure out why. So then my first kind of thought was, total lack of emotional intelligence. Now, Mickey, I think there's two reasons why he's a total failure. And the second reason is he doesn't hold his players accountable. He's not accountable himself. And so, make a couple examples of that. When South Carolina's gotten personal fouls throughout the year from being morons, never takes them out of the game. Compare that to Dabo. We've got an All-American kid that might be in the Ring of Honor one day, does a personal foul, and Dabo, holds him accountable, right? Takes him out of the game immediately. He's not in for the extra point, and then, lets him have it, blah, blah, blah. Muschamp would never do that. And so then even after the game, Muschamp's talking about cut blocks. Like, nobody got cut during the game. I mean, the kid that tore his ACL, I hope he's, surgery goes well and everything ends up better, but that kid got, pancaked by Dexter Lawrence on the toss right. I mean, that wasn't a cut block. The kid literally got pancaked and his knee buckled. But here we are with Muschamp talking about cut blocks. You understand what I'm saying, Mickey? That's the kind of stuff.
There's a lot of diversion, and there's a lot of excuses, and a lot of you go back to it. Anything except for talk about what happened on the field. It's take away responsibility by using diversionary tactics. We see it in politics all the time. In politics, you do this where you say, my good friend mentioned this one time. It was in the Arizona governor race, and one of the candidates said, and this is a political science professor in Clemson, said that one of the governors said, we will not touch your Social Security. And he said, I went to the campaign manager and said, Social Security is a federal program. The government has nothing to do with that. He goes, yeah, but the people don't know that, so we talk about it just as a diversion from the other things. The more you talk about those other peripheral things, the less you have to talk about what actually happened on the field, and you got beat by 21.
Yep. Nick, he opens the thing, his press conference, hey, we came up here to win a game, didn't. And then proceeds to, after that, talk about how it's a moral victory. He had six true freshmen playing in the game one time. Well, is he forgetting about the true freshmen that's shredding them, back there dropping back to pass every play? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy's an absolute teetotal clown. But, onto the game. We're up 28 points, okay? They don't score in the third quarter. We totally spring game the whole game. Never got out of base defense. Showed no respect for them at all. Bentley played great. Had a bunch of busts on defense. But, this is the difference between the two programs. These dudes in Columbia are legitimately happy today. Like, literally looking forward to next year. Mickey, we spring game. this is better for us now going next year, because now we're going to take them a little more serious, that they could execute on when we bust the play, right? We showed no respect for them on offense, no respect on them on defense. And, make, I'm, like I said before, Muschamp will never beat us. Lack of emotional intelligence, can't recruit well enough. Dabo's built the dynasty. These kids are straight-up jokes. Mr. War 24, please do me a favor. I'm asking you greatly. Let's celebrate their moral victory. Drop it like it's hot. Let's go.
Did y'all discuss this?
I am getting a text now from a friend that says that he was talking about the Ole Miss game with Cutbox.
Ah.
Not the Clemson game with Cutbox, but the Ole Miss game. I don't like Cutbox. I wish we would do away with any kind of blocking below the waist. You disagree with me on that.
Why do you say that?
Guys' knees. If we're going to protect...
Why do you say I disagree with you?
Oh, I thought you disagreed in the past. Well, I mean, let's face it, you like disagreeing with me, so...
You're usually wrong on things, so somebody has to call you on them. But yes, I do disagree with you on it. If they're doing cleanly and effectively, they're a good part of the game.
Yeah. The other part, I'm going to get to Charlie here, but quickly, J-Dub makes a good point. If it's 31-10, it's a different perception, right? A 21-point win is 31-10 is different than 56-35, right?
Yeah, but that offense came in here, put up 35 on one of the best defenses in the country.
They did. No doubt about it. And again, I'm going to give McClendon, Bentley, offensive line, and wide receiver core a ton of credit for all that. And Pace. Well, Pace is McClendon, but give him a ton of credit for that. No doubt about that. Charlie is up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. I'll just echo what you said. They had a really, really good game plan coming in here. And I saw, I think it was Larry Williams on Twitter, had some pictures of them snapping the ball, and we weren't even lined up yet. They really, their plan, whatever it was, really, really worked for getting at our defense. And, you know, our offense played really, really well. Defense kind of not. But at the end of the day, we put up, you know, on defense, one of our worst performances of the year. They had one of their best games, Jake Bentley, one of the best games of his career. And it's still, you know, 3-score victory. But I was just wondering, it looked like what we were doing, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like we did this against Louisville a little bit, Duke a little bit, and South Carolina. Looks like we were playing more zone than man-to-man. It was kind of opening up things underneath and little out routes, and they were getting the ball kind of quick. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that, about why we were doing that, if you saw the same thing, and what you think there.
I need to go back and watch again. And sometimes the TV cameras, you can see it, sometimes you can't. I don't know how much of a, you know, combination coverages. You know, you could have had a man-to-man under, a man-to-man rolled to one side, and then the backside of it with the cover two how much cover three you can do in that situation, or quarters you can do in that situation, but maybe, you know, maybe cover two with some man underneath. I do know this: Clemson does not. I don't know if they trust Mark Fields. I don't think they trust Mark Fields. I don't think they think that Goodrich and McMichael are ready yet. In other words, you're limited with your options a little bit in there. Once they've been playing a little bit of nickel and dime later in the season, I didn't see a ton of nickel and dime this week. Simmons was in the game. They've been putting Turner in a lot of those times. I think Turner was good for the most part. He got called on the one bad pass interference call. But my point is that they're kind of limited with their nickel and dime options just from a personnel standpoint. I do know it looked like to me on the last touchdown with Terrell, and I'm not sure who the safety was, that was zone, and they let a guy get loose in the zone there. Because the way the quarterback rolled on that one. The underneath might have been a little bit of that. They didn't blitz a ton of linebackers in this game like they normally do. And I think a lot of that had to do with how quick South Carolina wanted to get rid of the ball. But I tell you, one of the biggest things is I didn't think the linebackers got great drops into the coverage. They got deep enough in the coverage. They threw over the linebackers in front of the safeties a lot. It didn't look like a very aggressive game plan. I think a lot of that had to do with the pace of it and that guys not knowing the calls. And a lot of it had to do with I thought South Carolina's offensive line was going to hold up pretty doggone good. I need to go back and watch how much zone, how much man they played. Sometimes you can tell, sometimes you can't. But it didn't look like a typical Clemson secondary, I can tell you that. But that's a good point, Charlie.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And part of it had to do with Trey Lamar being out. You know, I don't know how much he's actually the quarterback and defense back there, but I can imagine it didn't help.
Yeah. But good, very good point. No doubt about that. You don't.
By the way, got five Go Tigers.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the phone call. Again, need to go back and watch it. And another thing, it's just hard to tell how much of it was missed assignments. Some of it was athleticism. I mean, Muse went for the pick. How close did he get, Zach? Was he really, really close or not that close?
If he picked his head up a little bit earlier, looking around for that, he'd probably get there.
Yeah. And that gave it one touchdown. That was to Pollard, the tight end. And who I like Pollard. I think Pollard's a good player. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think he's the best tight end in the country, but I like him. I like his attitude. He plays hard and calls guys out when they're not playing hard, that kind of stuff. I like him a lot. Some of it was that Emory and Henry stuff. I don't think Clemson ever really adjusted to that formation. And and I thought that the Gamecocks ran hard out of that, and the screen game worked pretty good. Everything was built around slowing down the pass rush. They rolled Bentley a lot. I thought Bentley, when he had to step up in the pocket, stepped up a lot and did well with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of it is I thought the offensive line held up pretty good. So it was a combination. Pace, formations, screens, rolling out, Bentley's toughness, and their wide receivers, all very good game plans for South Carolina putting up 35 points Saturday night. Boogie is in Columbia. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. How you guys doing?
Blessed.
On this glorious Monday morning after defeating our rivals. You know, to hear it, you would think we didn't even win the game. But I listened to your response back to the Gamecock fan who wrote in and about your narrative, and I agree with exactly what you said. And I also noticed the alignment issues. But how much of that do you think was due to the fact that Trey Lamar was not in the game?
Because he's a quarterback of the defense and getting guys set, because Trey Lamar's so bright, that maybe that makes a difference just from an alignment standpoint. But I tell you, it looked a lot like the Pittsburgh game a few years ago in that Venables, and then even the Syracuse game last year, Venables likes getting the last call in the game. And so looking at formation and looking at personnel and personnel groupings, he wants to be able to do that. The pace of it, remember one thing we talked about in last week was, do they go slow or fast? You shorten the game and, you know, by going slow, but you give yourself a better chance offensively by going fast. And that pace kind of gives them a hard time. And I would think that if you're Pittsburgh this week, you try to do it. I don't know if you have the personnel to do it. But if you're Oklahoma or Ohio State or Notre Dame or Alabama or Georgia or whoever you might play in the playoffs, I think that is a formula that Clemson has to get better on, of just going with a base and staying in some sort of base where everybody's on the same page and getting ready rather than standing up looking at the sidelines.
Yeah. And, you know, Carolina's offense, it's like you said, they played a good game. They probably played a B-plus, A-minus game from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And Clemson probably played a D-plus, C-minus defensive game.
Yeah.
And you still lost by 21. I had a friend of mine, a Gamecock friend, call me and said, well, we're closing the gap. I mean, you talking about closing the gap store in your town? Because I still don't see that. Do you?
I think their offense was much, much, much better this year. I don't see the defense, and again, there's a lot of injuries, I get that, but I don't see a lot of depth, I don't see a lot of playmakers on defense, I don't see a lot of difference makers on defense, and maybe some of those are coming, maybe they can do it through recruiting, but one team's 12-0, one team's 7-5, going to be 7-5, and one team's won 5 in a row, and one team's won by 40, you went from 49 to 24 to 21, so this pace... No, and especially when, you know, the best news of the whole thing, Boogie, maybe I put too much into it, but with DJ and Baris and Gilbert, and they had 11 four-star players in this past weekend for the class of 2020. This cycling out thing feels really good, and I think they lead for the number one player in the country in 2020. Clemson's not going anywhere, no doubt about that.
And like you said, too, I understand about the injuries, but I didn't see the starters tackling anybody either. I mean, I really felt like Clemson left 200 yards of offense out there. If they really wanted to just let Trevor sling it around, there was nothing they were going to do about it. I mean, they could have easily put up 900 yards if they'd have wanted to.
Yeah, and, they slowed it down a little bit in there. Yeah, I agree with that.
I like where our program's at, Nicky, and I'm just say this as a Clemson fan. If I ever get beat by 21 points by my rival, and I take a moral victory away, I don't deserve to be a Clemson fan anymore. Because that, I just, if you listen to the radio up here, you would think they won the game. Mm. I mean, so I'm so glad to be a Clemson guy today. And, hey, I'm ready to get here to talk this week about Pittsburgh. I'm ready to go play this championship game and go Tigers.
Thank you, Boogie. Have a great day, man. Hope you continue to have a wonderful day there. A wonderful day for me will be in about mid-March. Maybe 1st of March. I think I'm moving it back a little bit more and more now.
Mid-February, by the way, will be the wonderful day for you.
That'd be the best day ever for me. Very good point. When Drake joins us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that little joker's moving around like crazy, man.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think he's going to be a soccer player in there just kicking around like crazy. Might be a place kicker.
A little foot fairy over there, my goodness.
Oh, man. He's just getting all after it. I told you. Yeah, we did a Friday show. We did our last ultrasound.
Yep.
Everything looks good.
Yep.
I did tell you the doctor said he's perfect.
You said that, yeah.
Right. Takes it to the old man. Hope he looks like his mom, though. And hope he... What's the Tim McGraw song? Hope he looks like you, fights like me. Anyway, a great day for me is going to be like mid-March when we do our taxes. We take in the Patterson's Tax Service, and because I have a small business and because I have a newborn child, you know, that'd be 2019 taxes on this kind of thing. Those are two major sources for you now for tax changes. Most tax changes since 1986. When I talked to Russell Patterson, he talks about how this is just unbelievable numbers, differences that you're starting to see and all these tax code changes. And so you need their expertise more now than ever. I've been with the Patterson's Tax Service for years and years. They are, I've never met anybody that ever went to them once and then went to somebody else. PATTAX.com, the retention rate, imagine that. In a world where, you know, we switch all kinds of industries, and people that move from here still go back to Patterson's Tax Service. And I'll show you what they're doing. Give them one chance to your business, then you won't go anywhere else. PATTAX.com. Small businesses, make the phone call today and see if they can help you out with some tax planning at the end of the year. PATTAX.com. Ask about that SEP IRA and how much funding it and all kinds of stuff you need to worry about there. It's 859-8289. A break will come back. Open phone lines. I've got four on hold. Guys, hang on. I promise I'm getting to everybody in the next break.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Traders, the gun store.
Tune in Thursdays as Murdoch Superstores welcomes our weekly conversation with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. He'll bring us updates on the Bulldogs, the Yellow Jackets, and the Falcons. Thursdays with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. Brought to you by Murdoch Superstores in Livonia.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Did the cranberry sauce get everywhere but in your family's mouths again this year? Call Zero Res. They clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized for $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Don't let the carpet suffer because of the holidays. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Electronics make a great Christmas gift. The ideal electronic gift is a Husqvarna robotic auto mower. The elves at Easley Lawn and Garden invite you to shop their selection of Husqvarna auto mowers in 6 different models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden makes a great gift, and it leaves you with a beautiful looking lawn while allowing you to spend time opening up the rest of your gifts. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower Christmas gift from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team of elves can assist you in getting started. Husqvarna robotic mowers are the #1 selling auto mower worldwide, used in Europe for years, now taking the U.S. by storm. Fill your Christmas list with the Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, Mr. Or 24. I'll tell you something good. Our garage floor looks awesome. Jersey Jack just sent me a text this morning wanting me to play golf. I can't do it. I wish I could. But his garage floor looks awesome. Get in touch with the great folks at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. 404-8158. They want to take care of you. They will take care of you. You will love it. It will be an improvement to your home that is simply amazing. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. It will look great. It's slip resistant, stain resistant, no more concrete dust, no more automotive fluid spills, increasing the value of your home. So many advantages. And right now, it's a no obligation phone call. Let Tim come to your house, your business, measure, show you their colors, show you what they do, show you pictures, before and after pictures, and you'll sign up. I know you do. So many have already done this. Thousands and thousands and thousands have done this. You will too. 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. I've got a ton of phone calls. Let's get to all of them here, all four in this segment. David is in Greenville. Everybody be patient. I'm coming to you. Good morning, David. Thanks for hanging through that break.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Mickey, how you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. You may have already addressed this. I hadn't been on all morning, but what did you think about the comments Dabo made the other day when he was upset about the article that was written by one of the Clemson websites that said when a win feels like a loss in it? And he finished it off by saying, if 12-0 isn't good enough, then I'll find me somewhere else to go. What did you think about that? Because it seemed like one of the first times I've seen Dabo get kind of upset in that way, and I could understand it, but I wanted to hear your thoughts on it.
I understand what he's saying. I think they're – It is good enough. A 1-point win against your arch rival is good enough. 5 in a row is good enough. 12-0 is good enough. I don't think anybody is saying that. The people that are upset that the Gamecocks had 600 yards of offense and the Gamecocks had 35 points. And that's not what they expected going in. I said it before, David, and J-Dub makes a good point on this, where he said that 31-10 feels different in a 21-point win than 56-35. You know, some people are going to take a negative approach about it. Some people will talk all defense rather than the 744 yards of offense and the record-setting day from Trevor Lawrence and all those guys. I get it, but I do understand what Dabo is saying. I don't think any Clemson fan would trade it for anything else, you know, on the table right now. A lot of this stuff is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday talk. By Wednesday, a lot of that goes away because in the record book, it's 5 in a row, it's 12-0, it's 52 wins by senior class. All those things are still there. But I do get Dabo's frustration with, and this happens, a lot of people, I heard a guy tell me that, well, this is why he goes to Alabama. Let me be clear about this. At Alabama, it's worse. Because at Alabama, when you give up 31 to Arkansas, whatever it is, then they want to fire defensive coordinators in their first year. So this is big time football. This is the animal that you've created. Dabo understands that, but I do understand his point. I agree with his point that 21 points in your arch rival is good enough.
Right, and I agree too. And I understand disappointment of, yeah, we allowed South Carolina get 35 points. They set some records and so forth, but on the back end of it, you got to look at it. Our offense set some records, too. But I guess for me, the thing is, and I've heard you mention this, and I think I called in about a week or two ago and mentioned this, is Clemson is in a place it's never been before. I mean, this is your second undefeated regular season in less than 4 years. Right. And so I'm just riding this moment, Mickey, because I can remember the days, man, of the 7-5s every year, the 8-4s, and we was just like South Carolina. All you had to do was look forward to beating your rival. And for me, giving up the points, it stings a little bit, but I'm happy with the win. But at the same time, I look at it like this, Mickey. South Carolina, that's all they had to play for this year, which was to beat Clemson. So those guys came out, and they played their hearts out. And they ran some, you know, they ran an offense that was something we wasn't used to seeing, how they was running it very fast and so forth. But at the end of the day, Clemson showed with all the players we have, which they have, they're much more deeper. And I think, you know, overall, in the end, they won. But, yeah, you got to understand, that was South Carolina's championship. So, I mean, yeah, they was going to bring a good game. And I think a lot of people were disappointed because they may have took that. They fell for the Vegas thing, which was the 26-point spread. And, you know, that's a big spread when you're talking about a rival team. And I don't care what direction it is, both of those teams are going to play pretty good, especially the one that wants to upset the other one. But thanks for taking my call, Mickey, and I just want to see how you felt about that.
I always enjoy your points and conversation, David. I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Down to Greenwood, South Carolina, where Lee checks in. Good morning, Lee. How you doing?
Mickey, doing great. Glad you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend. And I think I can speak on behalf of all the thousands and millions of listeners that follow your show that we indeed hope that your baby looks more like your wife. Just wanted to throw that out there. But you know what, Mickey, if I remember correctly, this game this past week, Carolina didn't score in the third quarter, did they?
Nope.
And so we had a 28-point lead with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I'll be honest with you, I probably just tuned out the game from that point on. And for me, the game was over with because we took control of the game in the third quarter. And, you know, it was what it was. But here's the thing, you know, we left a lot out on the field. We could have been a lot more. Missed the field goal. We had a turnover when we were driving. So I think Carolina fans should be very fortunate that it wasn't a bigger score from our end. But at the same time, I think their focus, as you talked about, is more about diverting the attention to the details and diverting the reasons that they're struggling. Here's what they need to put their attention on. You need to be better than Kentucky. You need to beat Kentucky. You need to be striving to be better than Georgia because you're not winning your division. And if you can't win a division, you can't get in any kind of conversation. I don't care who you are and what conference you play in. So I think that's where the attention, the details are falling right now. And I think I'm like some of the people that have already called in. You know, I'm old enough to remember the times where the seasons were not great for us. And so to have another undefeated regular season, it is incredibly impossible to think about how few teams can do that every year in college football, especially in this day and age with the offenses that are out there. It's a great achievement. I think we as Clemson fans should celebrate it. We should celebrate it today, and hopefully look forward to getting another ACC championship Saturday, Mick. Hope you have a great day.
Lee, every one of your points is well taken. I totally agree, especially about what Drake looks like compared to with his mom and his dad. Jim is up next. Used to be Paladin Jim. It's not really Paladin Jim anymore. What's up, Jim? How are you?
I want you to go back about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that you had a sinus infection once. And for about 3 or 4 months after that, you had this thing in your throat that you couldn't get out.
Yeah, dry cough. It
and
was
I laughed at you. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Well, thank you,
and
Jim.
Guess what?
What's that? You got one.
My wife said, now you see what happens when you laugh at people.
You got one now?
I've got the same thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And the doctors say they don't have the slightest idea what it is.
Well.
But anyway, Mickey, I went out to Missouri for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I became one of the show me people. And I want you to explain the logic to me. That if Georgia beat Alabama 27-17, why Alabama shouldn't be in the national playoff?
Because Alabama wouldn't be a conference champion. And because either Ohio State or Oklahoma.
Whoa. When did they ever say that you had to be a conference champion?
They don't,
Notre Dame is not a conference champion.
Yeah, they don't say that you have to be, but it is one of the criteria that they use.
Notre Dame isn't
a conference you're right.
champion, and you mentioned them in there.
But they didn't lose their conference championship either because they're not in one.
All right, but my thing is I thought it was to get the four best teams.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I don't totally disagree with you, except for the fact that why are we even having conference championship games if conference championship games don't mean anything?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have conference championship games and you're going to use that, then you need to do the right thing and go to an 18 playoff. That way you get all five conference champions.
I totally agree with that. That's what I'm for. Let's do that, and let's get the thing done. Because that way, then it really means something.
Because I thought that this present system that you have of 14, that you just really wanted to get the two best teams in there.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, brother. I'm 100% behind you. I think that's what we should do.
And I have another message for you.
All right.
My wife wanted to know how you were doing. And I told her that you had a baby. And she said he finally figured it out.
What did I figure out?
How to get a baby.
I knew. I just never tried before. I tried not to. You know what's crazy?
Look,
you know what's
crazy, Jim? I'm just telling you what she said.
All right. Well, look, she's the brains behind the operation over there. We all know that. You know what's crazy is that my wife
what's
and I, we tried basically it took like 10 months. I was under this misconception about it. Since we're not, since children are already off now, and I can tell you this, you know what's like the first 49 years of my life, I tried everything in the world not to have one. Now I'm trying to have one. So it worked out, but it's more difficult than I thought. It took us 10 months. I was convinced in high school that if you looked at it really hard, she could get pregnant, you know?
Well, that's what you think,
yeah. But
it really doesn't work that way.
No.
But anyway, hey, look, you be good, man. Take care of the baby and stay awake at night.
Tell your beautiful wife I said hello.
Hey, you need to talk to her. She's the one who's over the big 7-0 and still walking around in miniskirts.
Ooh. Yeah, and probably running from you. You're trying to chase her around the house. Tell her to keep her speed up.
And she's at the gym every morning.
All right, I hear you. Well, she looks good and looks better than you. You look like 102 and she's like 50. See you, buddy. Take care of yourself. That's a good friend there. Speaking of outkicking his coverage, he did. Jim, you and Jim got a lot in common. It's a good man right there. Went to a hockey game. Only hockey game. No, it's been to two hockey games in my life.
Yeah.
One with Jim. The other one when I was a kid.
I answered his phone call.
Yeah.
He goes, why your voice sound like that when you know it was me? I was like, who is this?
Let's get one more before break. Thunderbird, what's the word?
What's up, Mick? Got a question for you.
All right.
First off, if Georgia beats Alabama, is Alabama going to be seeded third or fourth?
I don't know, man.
Who's out? If Alabama beats Georgia, Georgia would be fourth. And had LSU beaten Texas A&M, they'd have probably been third. And would Clemson have been out, Notre Dame been out? I mean, you can go to hell talk about leaving two SEC teams out. You just can't do that. You can go to hell for that.
Yeah.
I think we need to take the SEC championship game and anoint them world champion. And then take the remaining four conferences, play their conference champion in the playoffs, and they'll be national champions. This thing needs to go to 18. Alabama, as much as I despise them, if they lose, they still probably deserve to be in the playoff. Georgia definitely does. But then you got two one-loss teams in Oklahoma and Ohio State. And who do you kick out? Just not enough slots for the good teams that could win the thing. And anybody can catch lightning in the bottle over a two-game stretch.
Well, that's why you have an 18 playoff. And that's why your Power 5 conference championship games would mean everything in the world that the Power 5, those five get in. You get your better of your non-Power 5 gets in. So Central Florida, whatever gets in. And then you have two at-large bids.
Yep. And I hope this thing does start to put more emphasis on the conference champion. That would force Notre Dame to get into ACC and actually play for a conference championship, something to mean something, instead of being outside the conference and have all the captains in the world voting for them.
Well, you know what? They're always going to have an advantage at Notre Dame. There's no doubt about that. And their advantage now is you don't play a conference championship game.
Always has been.
Yep. Always has been. No doubt about that. No doubt.
But I tell you what. You know, the five thing is nice, no doubt. I've seen it waved in my face like a spider for one year after the fifth year. But, you know, next year, should we be fortunate enough to defeat the University of South Carolina, coached by Will Muschamp, if we should be fortunate enough to defeat them at their place, I'm going to hold up my right hand for five, and guess which finger I'm going to use for six. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. I've seen that already this morning from somebody else. Just make sure it's your finger, though, when you get to that. Somebody talked about this morning that an 11 bomb is kind of hard to do. But
that joke really tickled you, didn't it? It was the third time you tried to tell it to me.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It really tickled you.
Let's just see if I'm right by saying this, Mr. Orr 24.
Probably not, but go ahead.
Let me see about in my lifetime. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've seen in my lifetime Clemson have 1, 2, 3, 4. This was the fifth four bomb in my lifetime that Clemson had. That's crazy, huh?
That's nuts.
But it's my first five bomb. And it is you got to go back to 1940 when Clemson won seven in a row between 1934 and 1940.
Would you like to get to that number?
I'd love to get that number. I'll ask you this. Cam Cow fans probably feel a lot better about next year after this Saturday, right?
They should, yeah.
Yeah. Clemson would be favored going in there next year.
Yep.
So, but if you don't get that one, when are you going to get it? You going to meet Trevor?
Jay going to be there to do it for you next year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You made fun of him by the NFL and going early, but he could go early.
In a bad NFL draft class, take advantage of it and go?
Maybe. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So you think Trevor ever loses one? If you had to say right now?
If I had to say right now, no.
He said the other day that the goal is to never lose to him.
He was asked into that question.
Yeah.
He was led into it.
Right. And you think DJ ever loses one?
He's not a Clemson commit yet. I'm not going to comment on him.
We're getting there. Short break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Final segment of the show right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Need the perfect gift for the music lover? Do you want to give an experience to remember? Look no further. The legendary rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section is coming to the Clemson University Brooks Center April 30th. Tickets are now on sale. $35 for adults and $15 for students with college ID. Visit ClemsonMusicFest.org for more information or call 864-656-7787 to purchase reserved seating today.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
The Gold's Gym After Thanksgiving Sale is going on now. Join Gold's Gym now through Cyber Monday and pay no dues until 2019. That's right, we'll pay your dues until 2019. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. With group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get healthier today. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Offer ends November 26th.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam.
Too early. Gotta go December 1st on that one.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is there a tree up in your house right now?
Yes.
Early enough, baby. Let's go. Little Perry Como. You got to love it.
My grandmother thought Perry Como would have. Her and my granddad got a divorce anyway, but she probably left it for Perry Como. I can tell you that.
I'm
She wouldn't miss anything. She thought Perry Como was like, oh.
This is the hung the moon, huh?
Oh, man. Cast me out.
She probably would have left.
Speaking of Christmas, I have confirmation that if you want to spend the holidays in Palmetto Dunes, Santa Claus visits Palmetto Dunes. He's going to be there at Shelter Cove Marina. He was already there on, matter of fact, he was there Friday. Picture made and all this kind of stuff. So he does visit. So if you want to take the kids down, you can send Santa Claus the address of where you're going to be. So the kids, he will know where to deliver the presents to. Get in touch and celebrate the holidays. It's really one of their best times of year down at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Shelter Cove, Marina, the food. You know, think about food and the holidays. They can take care of you. And you're going to absolutely love getting down and seeing the good folks at Palmetto Dunes over the holidays. The beautiful Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I want to mention this. We have every year Golf Digest comes out with their top teachers in South Carolina. I've got 13 here. Number 13, Jason Bell from Belfair down in Bluffton. Rick Berry, a guy that I met many years ago, took a lesson from him down at Sea Pines. Number 12, Jonathan Yarwood from the International Junior Academy in Bluffton. It was number 11. Number 10 is Brandon Ray from Patriots Point. Number 9 is Mark LaPointe from Mark LaPointe Golf in Fort Mill. Number 8 is David Lepore from Caledon River. Number 7, Ron Cerruto from Daniel Island. Number 6, Patty McGowan from Converse College. Number 5, Krista Dunton from Berkeley Hall. Number 4, Alan Terrell from Dustin Johnson Golf School. Number 3, Tim Cook from Sea Pines. Number 2, Carol Presinger from Kiowa. And number 1, Dana Rader from Sea Pines. Three of the top six. Is that right? Let me see. 1, 2, 3. 4 of the top 6 teachers in South Carolina females. So that's our Golf Digest, best teachers in the state of South Carolina. That's our Palmetto Golf Report by Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. 888-909-9566. It's currently 63 degrees in Palmetto Dunes. Think about spending the holidays with the great folks down at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Mr. Orr 24, I have 5 phone calls and I have 5 minutes. Can we get a minute from everybody on here? I think we can do it. Let's go in order they called in. Hey, Wofford, Will, I hope you're doing well on I-85. You got about a minute for everybody. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Mickey. First of all, I'm proud of my Wofford Tea Dogs. That season could have gone either way after Mike Ayers retiring. But second, I'm proud of my Gamecocks. And I know why Clemson fans are frustrated. Number one, we had 6 starters out on defense, 3 reserves. I mean, you can say what you want to. Y'all broke records against our second strength defense. We hung 28 in the first half on supposedly the best defense Clemson's ever had. If not for 2 goal line stands, we'd have hung 49 on you in that game. So I think Clemson should be thankful, not Carolina fans thankful. But, you know, I thought it was a great game and great sportsmanship for once in that game. But I enjoyed watching it. But I think there's a little 3 Clemson rose-colored glasses. They shouldn't be frustrated about us hanging that many points and that many yards on supposedly the greatest team in Clemson history.
21 first half, not 20. You know, 21 first half.
Hey, but, you know, if it went for 2 goal line stands, we'd had 49. It'd been a 7-point game with our second string defense.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, a good moral victory for you, Wofford. We appreciate that. It's a great, great 21-point loss for a moral victory. Joel is up next. Joel, I got about a minute, man. Go right ahead.
What's up, Nick? Hey, listen, I got a question. Well, really just a comment. So, on the playoffs, if you do the conference champions, isn't that kind of just going back to the BCS where you may have a 3-loss Washington or a 3-loss Utah in the playoffs? Is that really what we want? I mean, can we not just do the top 8 teams per the poll and go with that instead of these conferences? I mean, what if Pitt wins the ACC? They automatically get in?
Okay, kind of like what happens in the NCAA basketball tournament. Everybody loves a basketball tournament, right? Hey, when somebody wins their tournament, don't we do that? In the NFL, doesn't an 8-8 AFC Central team get in sometimes? You win your division, you get in.
Yeah, but do we like that about the NFL?
I don't know. A lot of people say that the NCAA basketball tournament is the greatest thing ever, greatest tournament ever. I don't know. Joel's a good point. I appreciate the phone call. I don't totally disagree with Joel on that, but just a good point there. Crazy Chuck, I got about a minute, man. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Happy Tiger victory on Saturday. Real quick,
what do you think Alabama saw on Saturday, and do you think they're licking their chops now? All right, go Tigers, bye.
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, I mean, with Tua, you're licking chops against anybody. Alabama puts that up against anybody. Not just Alabama, Oklahoma and Ohio State, a lot of them do. No doubt about that. And that will be an issue whenever you face those guys once you get to that point. Britt, I got about a minute. Thanks for hanging on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mickey, Zach, love your show.
Thank you.
I think we need to put this in perspective, and if we go back to the last couple of seasons where we have, you know, taken one on the chin with a loss to Syracuse and Pitt, I believe both of those were sort of woke us up, so to speak. And I think our defense, especially with Venables, it has a chip on the shoulder. And this is what they needed going into this run that we're the next three games that we're going to dominate. But for me, it came at a good time because can't play perfectly all the time, and there was a lot of emotion. And Carolina did play well, and so. But love your show, guys, and keep it up.
Thanks. A very good point. Zach, did Britt make a good point that maybe you look back at this like you do a Pitt or Syracuse game and kind of a little wake-up call, maybe?
Hopefully that's the case.
We'll see. There are some folks that, like the previous caller saying, wonder what Alabama learned. Well, what a lot of people learned is that Clemson has some issues in their secondary and that fast-paced works against them. They weren't exposed as far as that goes. Final phone call of the day. Alan, because we got those guys in, I got about a minute and a half for you if you need it all. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm proud of my Gamecocks. They played good, and one of your former employees, he commented on that they was better than they looked like in the former games. But I pull for Clemson when they ain't playing Carolina, but they I think it Carolina showed that they had a little bit. Do you agree?
Yeah, if you heard it 3 hours. Yeah, if you heard it 3 hours of show, I appreciate the phone call. I gave Brian McClendon, the offensive line, Jake Bentley, wide receivers, gave a lot of people a lot of credit. I think South Carolina has some things to build on for 2019 as a result of coming off of this. And we start thinking about next year already. There's no doubt.
Can you go on your annual little rant of you can't pull for the other team during the season?
No, you never pull for the other team during the season.
Can't do that.
No, not at all. Nobody in the right mind would do anything about that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands for Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Brad is one of my best friends in the world. I tell you right now, I trust him with anything. I've hadn't had a whole lot of claims over that way, but when I have anything to ever go wrong, the guy's right there for me. It's Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive. Some people get on Robbie Caldwell a little bit. I saw where J.B. Grimes, the offensive line coach down at Auburn, is about to be fired maybe, and their offensive coordinator is about to be fired down this way. You see all these offensive line coaches, all these coaches get fired despite having so much talent. All Robbie Caldwell does is help an offense score 45.7 points a game, 539 yards, 256 yards rushed, and 282 yards rushing per game. And then recruiting-wise right now, John Williams from Canton, Georgia, from 2020, Walker Parks from Lexington, Kentucky, the number 5 guard in the country according to Rivals.com, and Paul Tachio from Alpharetta, Georgia, number 215 overall in the country, a top 250 player and a 4-star player. 3 big commitments for 2020 on the offensive line. And Mitch Hyatt just won back-to-back Jacobs Blocking Award trophies for the leading offensive lineman in the ACC back-to-back years. Be honest with you, I think the guy does a heck of a job and is one of the best offensive line coaches in the country. We finish things up, buddy. Skip the music. What do you got for a 2-minute drill for me over there?
7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 pregame here on WCCP. Clemson hosts Nebraska over there in Little John. Get out there loud and early and support the team over there. If you can and you can't listen to it on the radio, Roy Philpott will be on the call for ESPN tonight, calling Clemson and Nebraska. 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame here on WCCP.